So we are going to continue Mir Hashem on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis 103B, but we're actually picking up on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph 103A at the two dots, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines over the bottom. Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikol lebei Rava. Rav Yaakov bar Abba went to the house of Rava. Chazye, de barich, bari pri agaf en akasa kamo, v'al de barich akasa de birchasa v'ishti. So he saw that he made a bari pri agafen on the first cup. On the first cup of wine, and then a second bracha on Brei Pri Hagafen on the cup of wine that was used for benching. Then he drank. Amalei, lama lach kulihai? Why do you need two brachas? Ha barich lan mar chadazin? You already made one bracha? Amalei, he responded, ki avinon beresh kalusa, achi avdinon. Because when I was at the house of Resh Kalusa, that's what they did. That's the difference. He says, Amalei, tenach beresh kalusa, dahachi avid, de safik maisilon, safik la maisilon. When you're at the house of Resh Kalusa and you're a guest, so you're not sure you're going to get another cup of wine or not another cup of wine. So therefore, when you make the first Brei Pri Hagafen, that Brei Pri Hagafen really only goes on the cup of wine that's in front of you, but you have no das for anything afterwards because you don't know if you're going to get anything afterwards. However, hacha, hamanach kasa kamon v'daitin eluya, but here you're in your own house. You're in charge of the wine. You're in charge of the cups. And therefore, when you make a bracha on the first cup, it should cover all subsequent cups as well. This, by the way, in halacha is the halacha called nimloch, that when you eat something, if you only had in mind for the item that you're eating, so then the bracha only devolves upon that item. If, however, again, you have in mind the possibility of eating more in the future, the bracha could go on those future items as well. So the Gemara says, Amar lei ana avda ki tamidei de Rav. I hold like the students of Rav, the Rabbon of Rav Chanan al tamidei de Rav. And what do they do? Because Rav Chanan, the students of Rav, Haviyasi Besudas, we'll say Amud Beis, 103b, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, because Rav Ron and Rav Chanan, the students of Rav, were sitting and having a Suda. What happened? Koyalai Rav Yevesava, and ultimately Rav Yevesava was with them. Amrulei Havlan Unvarich. So they said, you know, give us a cup of wine and we're going to bench. Lesof Amra Havalan Vinishti. But then they changed their mind and they said, well, we're not going to bench yet. Let's have another glass of wine. Amra Lehu Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Kevan Damrisa Havlan Unavarech Istra Lehu Lemishti. Rav said that once a person says, let's bench, then they're not allowed to drink anymore. Now, what it means is they're not allowed to drink anymore without a new bracha. What's the logic? My time. Da Aschisu Da Taichu. Because again, they've removed their intent. They've removed, right? It's like a lapse of awareness. It's the meal has essentially come to a close. By the way, this is actually halacha lemaisa, that the moment a person says, let's bench, the meal is effectively over. Once the meal is effectively over, then whether it's the hamotzi or whatever other brachos you made are no longer effective. So let's say you say, let's bench, and you want another glass of wine, you could have the glass of wine, but it is going to require another bracha. Incredible. Amir Amar Zutra, Ravashi of Yasu Besuda. So Amir Marzutra and Ravashi were sitting and having Suda together. The Koyalai Rav Achabrei Durava. Rav Achabrei Durava was like acting like a shamash. He was serving them. So the Gemara says, Amir Baruch HaKol Kasa VeKasa. Amir made a bracha on every cup of wine that came his way. Marzutra Baruch HaKasa Kama VaKasa Masra. Marzutra made a bracha on the first cup and the last cup. Ravashi Baruch HaKasa Kama VeSulom. And Ravashi made a bracha on the first cup and nothing else afterwards. So now the Gemara explains all of their logic. Ravacha Barava Anan Keman Navid. So Ravacha Barava said, who should we pass him like? Amemar Amar. Amemar said, Nimlach Ana. Amemar said, look, I'm making a bracha on every cup of wine, because just when I got the cup of wine, I said to myself, okay, this is my cup of wine. And then when he got a second one, that was like a new act of drinking. He wasn't really anticipating or planning for that. Therefore, he requires a new bracha on every cup. Marzutra, I'm honored the Avdi Katamidid Rav. Marzutra said, I paskin like the Talmidim of Rav. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, excuse me. So, Marzutra says that halacha lemaisa, I went ahead and acted like the Talmidim of Rav, which means the first cup I made a bracha on, because that's what I'm obligated to. And then once I said, let's bench, then that triggers the obligation for another bracha. Ravashi, Ravashi says, let's hilchasa ki Talmidei Rav. And Ravashi said that halacha lemaisa, we do not follow the position of the Talmidim of Rav. Now, why is that? Deha Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achra Shabbos V'Amar Rav Yak No, because the Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos. And remember again, we saw this in the previous daf, that the order for Kiddush and Havdalah, according to Rav, is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So what do you see from here? That halacha lemaisa, look at the placement of ultimately again where the hagafen is, where the yayin is. Velohi, to which the Gemara says, Hasam ikar daiti mimishtia, hacha lo akar daiti mishtia. It's very different because ultimately again, when in the benching case, a person went ahead and removed their das, ultimately again, from drinking. But over here, in the case of the Yakna, the Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, he did not go ahead and remove his das from drinking, and therefore the Hagafen that he made works for everything. So the Gemara goes weiter, Kimat El Avdule. So again, remember, this is Rav Yaakov Bar Abba is visiting Rav. So now he apparently was there for Shabbos, he stayed through Havdalah. Kimat El Avdule, when it came time, ultimately, to make Havdalah, Kam Shamei Va'adlik Avuka Mishraga. So So Rava's servant, his shamish, went got up and lit a torch for borei morei aish. Amarle lamale kulihai. So ultimately, again, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said to Rava, "Why are you doing this? Haman chashrag, you have a candle that's already lit." Amarle shama midaite dinafshe kaavid. So Rava said, "You're right. The truth is, I didn't ask the shamish to do anything. He did it on his own." So the Gemara says, "Amarle." Ilo shmiya le mine demar lo hava avid. So this is interesting. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba says, come on, Rava. How could it be that your shamish would do something if you didn't instruct him to do it? In other words, why would it dawn on him to go ahead and light the torch if somehow he did not feel that that was what you had wanted? So Rava said back to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, don't you agree that ultimately, again, an avuka is a torch, is certainly better for havdalah? Now remember, the difference between an avuka and the ner is that an avuka has more than one wick, and ultimately, again, a ner has only one wick. So interestingly enough, what Rava says back to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba is that essentially everyone agrees that it's preferable to use a torch, an avuka, for havdalah more than a candle. By the way, the logic behind that is because at the end of the day, the whole yisod of using, or the whole chap of using a torch or of using a candle by Havdalah is that fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, again, instead of just using a regular candle, but using a torch that gives like a greater, almost like, you know, meaning to what it is that we're doing. It also allows the fire to be more easily seen. Pasach v'amar, so Rava begins to say Havdalah. And he says, Hamavdu ben kol v'shlachol, ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael la'amim. So he said the following. Number one, Hashem is the one who distinguishes between holy and profane. Number two, between light and darkness. Number three, between Klal Yisrael and the nations. And number four, between the seventh day and the other days. So now the Gemara says, Amrale, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba says to Rava, Lam loch kuli hai. Why, I understand, why do you need this whole thing in Havdalah? Ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hamavdil Ben Kol V'Shlachol Zohi Havdalaso Shal Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Because after all, again, that what Rav Yehuda Hanasi, all he said was Hamavdil Ben Kol V'Shlachol. That's it. So Rava, why are you adding in all of these different forms of Havdalah, of distinguishing? Amar Lei, so Rav Rava said, Anaka Svirale Anakas virali, Damrav Lazar Amravoshia Apoches, Loivchos Mishalosh, Vahamosef Lo Yosef Al Sheva. So apparently there's another halacha. The Rav Lazar said in Ravoshia that when making Havdalah, you should do no fewer than three forms of distinction, and ultimately, again, no more than seven. He says again, so now Rav Yaakov Bar Abba continues to push. Amrle, the boss say kuf dalin amadala, faha mar, lot lasa amar velo sheva. Amar, you didn't say three, you didn't say seven, you said four. Amrle, Ibra, ben yom ashvi l'sheishe semeh amasa, me'in chasimohi. You're right. The phrase of ben yom ashvi l'sheishe, between the seventh day and the other days of creation, that's actually a form of conclusion, right? That's similar to the concluding part of the bracha, and therefore not reckoned as a separate expression of Havdalah. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Hamavdol Tzarech Shiyomar Ne'ein Chasima Samoch L'Chasimoso. Then again, when you make Havdalah, you have to go ahead, and before you say the bracha, you should say a phrase that mirrors the sentiment of the closing bracha. The rabbanim from Pumbedisa said that ultimately, again, right near the conclusion of the bracha, you have to go ahead and recite a phrase that is similar to the opening part of the bracha. The Gemara says, "My benayu." So, what's the practical difference between these two approaches? Ika benayu yom tov shchalios achar Shabbos. When yom tov falls out on Mazi Shabbos, techasmin on ben kodesh lekodesh. Ultimately, we end Havdalah by saying that Hashem is one who distinguishes between holy and holy. Man damer mein pesichas on samal chasimason. So, the one who says that you have to go ahead and have a phrase before the conclusion, you have to have a phrase that mirrors the opening. The Gemara says, "Lo boy lemeimar ben kedusha Shabbos kedusha yom tov hivdalto." You don't have to recite that phrase of that Hashem is distinguished between the kedusha Shabbos kedusha of yom tov. Uman damer mein chasimasan boy lemeimar ben kedusha Shabbos kedusha yom tov hivdalto. But if you hold that the concluding statement before the concluding bracha has to mirror the concluding bracha, so remember the concluding bracha is Hamavdil ben kodesh lekodesh. Therefore, if you say that the concluding phrase has to mirror the concluding bracha, then you must have a concluding phrase that essentially references distinguishing between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha's Yom Tov. All right, so stop over here for today. Shkoyach.